Oh my God, where am I?
You are safe here with me.
That doesn't answer my question or tells me why you brought me here.
Do you know who I am?
I wouldn't be much of a journalist if I didn't know who or what you are. And after watching downtown Chicago blow up in a mushroom cloud right out of my living room window, I have to believe everything Cicero told me.
Which is what exactly?
You are an archangel with powers I can't possibly understand or imagine. You are Mr. Blue.
Actually, that's my brother. I am the immortal Jazz Man. And now I can tell you exactly why I brought you here. You are one of your generation's greatest journalists. I need to chronicle everything that's happening, and you are the perfect woman to do it. Do you recall what was happening when I took you?
Yes, of course. Creatures from hell appeared in our world and started killing everyone on sight. They were breaking into Father Flanagan's church, where me and a bunch of people took shelter to get away from those creatures. You showed up and saved us all.
The bells of religion can hold them back and keep them back, but we need a more permanent solution.
Can what happened even be fixed? I mean, how do you undo the apocalypse?
I actually have a plan for that. It's just that I don't really know if it will work, and if it does, what will that mean for existence? That's why you are here. But in order for me to truly explain what's about to happen, I think I need to explain everything from the beginning. You ask me how do you undo the apocalypse? Truth be told, this is not the first apocalypse. Lucifer started the first apocalypse back before time began. Earth was primitive, well, technically, you still are. But my job is to stop these apocalyptic travesties from coming true. The only problem is, they have to happen in order for me to stop them.
So you are a time traveler?
Not exactly. I can travel between dimensions, but I will explain that later. In order for me to stop Lucifer, I had to introduce something into your world that has cost the people in your world countless lives. So many that you would think that I was your enemy. But if it was the only way that I could stop the real ones trying to kill you all and take this world for themselves. I was the one who planted the seed in Satan's ear that hatred will be a far better religion for humans than what Lucifer was pitching. He just needed a partner. But I had to use that tactic to stop him because the Great War was consuming the planet. Even that cost this world the people of Antarctica, which this world doesn't even remember anymore.
Exactly how did you stop Lucifer?
In order for hatred to thrive, there must be chaos. And chaos is the precursor for the end of all life on this planet. Chaos is an actual being from another dimension, sent to usher in the end of life on this planet. It
Initially, I thought he was sent here to help battle against Lucifer in the Great War. He is what we would consider a saint in this world, with godlike power, but incapable of violence in any way. Saints would rather die than hurt any living creatures. The only way to stop Lucifer from achieving his goal of global domination was from the inside. So I convinced Satan that hatred would be a better religion as opposed to Lucifer taking control of all. He then decided to talk to Luke Chaos, convincing him to the benefits of hatred in terms of mankind. But I had already planted the seed in Chaos's ear that extreme measures needed to be taken to save mankind.
Knowing full well how we, as humans, have gone to war many times over religious beliefs, before I ask this, but how does religion affect this war?
Satan convinced Chaos to stop Lucifer. I didn't know at this time, but he and my Nisipu love were in a relationship.
Wait a minute. Did you just say love like in the actual person?
Yes, I did. Love is a living goddess given to mankind as a gift from my father. And she watches this world looking for inspiration. Chaos told her his plans for humanity, and she came to the realization of his corruption right after he helped us defeat Lucifer. She was forced to sacrifice her love for him, choosing mankind, thus saving the planet. The Seraphim Council, that's basically an army of angels put forth by Jehovah to protect mankind, decided to put him to sleep for eternity.
That might be literally be the saddest, most tragic love story I've ever heard.
Why do you think heartbreak and romance are basically the same thing with your kind?
Do you mean my kind as a human being or my kind as a woman?
Only a woman knows unconditional love from birth, because only a woman can create life and bring it into this world. As men, we learn how to love from a woman, and depending on the woman we choose will dictate how successful we are at love.
I almost took offense at first, but I agree with you, Mr. Jazzman.
I figured you would, but the true tragedy in that story are all the lives lost in defeating Lucifer. I'm not only talking about the 42% of Earth's population who died during the actual war. Hatred was introduced into this world. That's racism, that's classism, that's monetary gain over the human condition, and that is what killed millions upon millions more, and I'm the cause of that.
Could there have been any other way?
What I really needed was time to figure it out, and now I have. To answer your question, yes, there is another way. And that's exactly why you're here.